Doctors inside the besieged town of Madaya in Syria have told the ABC that five more people have died of starvation, including a nine-year-old boy. The town of 30,000 people near the Lebanese border has been besieged by government forces and Hezbollah militants since July. Images of malnourished people in Madaya over the past few days have sparked urgent calls for action, but aid has still not reached the town. I spoke earlier with Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil. Sophie, you were able to communicate with a doctor inside Madaya today. What did he tell you?
Yes, Kim, well, they have no food in Madaya, but the internet still works. So we were able to exchange messages with this doctor inside the town today. And he told us that five more people died from starvation. He said that four of them were over 45 years old and one of them was a nine-year-old boy. Now, the last few days, the world has been just shocked by these horrible images. He first started sending us videos and photos last Thursday, this doctor. And since then, each day, more and more have been coming. Children, obviously, emaciated, their ribs sticking out, videos of people saying that they haven't had a proper meal in days. And this has all been confirmed by the international medical charity Medecins Sans Frontières. They say that 28 people have died from starvation in Madaya in the past month and that six of those people have been babies.
The Syrian government gave permission late last week for an aid convoy to enter this town. Why hasn't that arrived yet?
Well, there's been a lot of concern about security. This is a town that is besieged, surrounded by Syrian government forces loyal to the regime and also Hezbollah militants. But inside the town is held by rebel fighters, people opposed to President Bashar al-Assad. So the UN has to be very confident that their vehicles will not be attacked, and it's very difficult to secure arrangements like this in a place like Syria these days. They had hoped that the aid would arrive today, and it wasn't until late yesterday that they said that convoy was delayed for operational reasons. And then today we had the World Food Programme and the International Committee for the Red Cross tweet photos of their workers in Damascus, the capital of Syria, packing up this food convoy, loading up trucks, and they said that they hoped it would arrive there tomorrow. Now, this convoy will not just go to Madaya, it will also go to two other villages, and these are towns that are actually under siege by rebel forces, not by the regime's forces. So 400,000 people in Syria are said to be living under similar conditions to Madaya, siege-like conditions. That's according to the United Nations. And it's a tactic of war that is illegal under international humanitarian law. But obviously that hasn't stopped these rebel fighters and government forces doing this over the last few years in Syria, Kim.
So those rebel fighters that you spoke of, the opposition fighters opposed to President Bashar al-Assad's regime inside Madaya, are they going to allow this aid to be distributed fairly?
Well, there's been a lot of concerns raised about that. I mean, these are not the kind of people that you would trust to distribute aid fairly. I mean, it's a very, very fluid situation. But the doctor I spoke to today, he said that, look, the people in the town trust these fighters, that they trust them because they've been in the town for years. They belong to them. And he actually told me, and he claimed that these fighters had swapped weapons in the past few weeks for rice and had given that to families who had children and who were desperately hungry. So it's going to be very interesting to finally get independent observers into this town, people working for the World Food Programme, for the International Committee of the Red Cross, to give their observations of what's going on there and exactly what the conditions are.
Middle East correspondent Sophie McNeil.